Well, Darren, a disappointing result, but I'm sure you can take plenty of positives from the performance.
Yeah, I mean, frustrating, to say the least. I thought first half were outstanding. Pace, the tempo, they couldn't live with it. I thought some of our football was outstanding. And at that half, we should have really taken care of the game. Should have been out of sight. Switched off for one moment, you know, and to be fair, as far as they're concerned, it probably looks like a good goal from Baxter. But we were totally dominant. I thought we played really, really well. I just said at halftime, look, go again. Can we keep the tempo and the energy in our game? Because I thought it was really, really good. And we had two great chances. Ty, his first touch, and then John Taylor to put us in the lead. And I think if we had gone ahead, it would have been hard to stop.
Key moments, aren't there, in a game? And Barnett, you mentioned that one. Mendes Lang picks him out, and as you say, his first touch, and just can't direct it.
Yeah, John was stiffened up at halftime. I thought he was really good. He had an injection to play, and he's a slight problem with his knee. And just at halftime, he's stiffened up a little bit. So he did well to do what he did, actually, time-wise. And it's always a good time to put someone like Ty on it from a free kick. And I thought, oh, he's going to go and score. And he's obviously put it wide, and then Tails should hit the target. And they had one or two moments where they flashed across the box and things. And we spoke about how we had to defend and put balls in the box. And, you know, they get it forward quickly, I feel, and long throws and things. And we've not dealt with one. It's a really poor goal to lose. So we've got to learn from that. I think we have to learn. The big thing for me is if you're not going to win the game, you've got to make sure you don't lose it. And we did that too many times last season, and we have to learn quickly.
You always talk about energy, and as you say, in that first half, I mean, you just seem to be enjoying your football in that first period, and as you say, they couldn't live with it for spells.
No, I thought we were good. I thought we were very good. Front foot, started the game very well. It was a penalty kick I feel that Connor should have got. Then he's missed a good one-on-one. I thought he should have maybe taken another touch and let it come down. It was too high for me to put in there from the volley. And we were causing him problems. But of course, the goal they get changes the game slightly. But then we've got back into it quickly from Brisley. And second half, we didn't probably get as much control of the game, I have to admit. But it's hard to do for 90 minutes against Sheffield United. And like I say, we have to learn if we're not going to win the game, we can't lose a game as easy as we've done tonight from a long throw. And I mean, it's under 12 stuff, that long throw, second ball, bang, go. It's too easy to lose a game like that. And I've just said that to the players.
In terms of injuries, I mean, how's your luck? It never rains, does it? It's pouring at the moment, especially at the back.
Well, that's four centre-halves that have been injured. We've got a left-back that's hobbled off. So, yeah, it's testing. It is testing. Yeah, but we have to get on with it. I've never really been one to complain about it. I thought Ricardo and Sean did fine. Young Ricardo tired a little bit. Obviously, he picked up the knock with a great tackle. Christian's going to be a good bit of business for the club. He's a good age. He's been on the radar for a while. And we just felt we'd rather buy him and loan him.
Commanding presence in the air on the evidence of the last few minutes.
Yeah, he's comfortable on the ball, play either side, gives us good competition in there. So I think he's going to be a good bit of business.
Yeah, an important bit now, especially with Ricardo injured. How serious is that one?
I don't think it's too serious. I mean, we'll have to assess him. We'll have to assess Causey. But we'll have to just get on with it, you know, and it's part and parcel of the game. Sometimes you just get that little bit of bad luck where there's one position that you just keep getting injuries in. But Christian came in and I thought he did well. Sean scored, so that should give him a bit more confidence. You'd probably say that those two are going to play on Saturday now because no one else, unless Ricardo recovers, will be fit. And we'll just go on with it. I think Cozzy's a tough boy. He'd probably be okay.
What was Cozzy's injury?
His groin, his hip. He's just felt something. We ended up with Kane there, you know, which is an unusual position for him, and then we ended up with three at the back when we're pushing on. But it's disappointing to lose a game in that manner because it's a habit we have to get out of because, you know, although we feel we should have won it, especially from the first half performance, you come away today even with a draw, 7 out of 9 is a good start. It's a solid start and three tough games, you would have to say. But now you've lost a game and we have to get a response on Saturday. That's going to be important.
Just to clear up, is Ricardo's ankle, was it?
Yeah, he's just taken a knock when he's made that tackle at the end.
Yeah, will the Postwick come into the reckoning again at the weekend? I understand his partner's had a baby, which is why he's missing, or one of the reasons?
One of the reasons. He's also picked up a calf problem, so he'll be out, I think, for Saturday. There's a major doubt from what the assessment was today, which is why I say you'd probably go with Christian and Sean.
You'd hope, would you, with a few days rest, Taylor would be okay and that swelling on the knee would go down?
Yeah, we have to assess him game by game. we knew the problem was there. We know the problem's there. We feel that we have to get them through until after Bradford, and then we've got a week's break and look at it from there. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see how he is.
More business to be done possibly tomorrow?
Well, I said on Saturday I was hoping that there'd be one or two in. The one thing that we've got to maintain as a club, and I'm really, really strong about this, is because we get a certain amount of money for us and Belonga, our valuation on each individual's got a different valuation. So our valuation of certain players cannot change because clubs reject the bid, just because people think we've got a lot of money. That money's got to go to different areas of the club, and people, I'm sure, would understand that. So my valuation of a player won't change because we've put a bid in and it's been rejected. That's our valuation. I'm not going to move away from that. I think we've done that once or twice in the past where we've gone in again and I think we've spent too much. The chairman and I feel really strongly about that. And clubs are entitled to turn down bids. That's not a problem. We just probably will then move on to another target.
Because, I mean, with reports, I mean, Luke James could be up to a bid for 10 million if reports are being believed by the weekend.
We've got a valuation on him and it won't move. Simple as that.
But that one not dead in the water, would you say?
Well, it is at the moment, but like I say, we've got other targets. So Hartlepool are fully entitled to reject a bid.
Yeah, and you've got to have other irons in the fire, haven't you, as you always do?
No, we'll move. We won't be hanging about, you know. But we'll make sure the right ones, young, hungry, good age, the right valuation, and do it properly and not panic. I feel we've got enough at the moment. I think we've shown that. Kyle's got 3-3. I think Connor's done well. He needs a goal. The boy, you can see that. Ty gives us something different. So we've got plenty of options.
Yeah. Ideal world, though. How many, if everything worked out well, would you have in for Saturday?
Well, in an ideal world, probably another couple. And then we really have to, I would probably look at shifting at five. And I think then the numbers will match up.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks.
Thank you.